Good morning. It's getting a little bit warm.
Yeah, we need some windows.
The kernel, the thought of the shiur that I'm going to say this morning was the sermon that I said on the Shabbat HaGadol here in Shul. There was an idea that I had. That was my parsha. And while I was standing up there saying, the parsha occurred to me, hey, this could be a real shiur. The truth is, it could have been a real Shabbos HaGadol drasha. It was a Shabbos HaGadol sermon. A Shabbos HaGadol drasha is something that you say in the afternoon, and my minig always was, as was the minig of Chabonim, I put on a talus and say the Shabbos HaGadol drasha with a talus on. This was a sermon. And the sermon is now expanded into a shiur. I can tell you the broad outline in one sentence. I'm going to paint two pictures. I'm going to use powerful brush strokes, sharp colors. Two pictures. The two pictures are going to be absolutely diametrically opposed one to another. Two completely different pictures. The problem is, they're going to be pictures of the same person. And ultimately, the end of the shiur has to be, how do I reconcile these two completely different pictures? Is it the same person? It is the same person. So what happened to him? How did he change from picture one to picture two? The person that I'm going to talk about is Eliyahu HaNavi. There are two completely different Eliyahu HaNavis, it seems. And we have to reconcile it. There's the Eliyahu HaNavi of Tanakh. And there is the Eliyahu HaNavi whom we recognize and whom we know and for whom we wait. Now I also have, call it mazel. You think I didn't find something in Parashat HaShavua that relates to Eliyahu? You think it's just going to be a Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmolot Shia? It's in the parasha. I'll show you everything. Let's go. Sefer Melachim. Vayas Achov et Hasherov. There was a king of Israel called Achov, he made the Asherah. That was an idolatrous tree. Vayosef Achov Lasov Lahachit et Hashem Lekei Yisrael. He did all sorts of things to anger the God of Israel, Mikol Malchei Yisrael, Asher Yulafanov, from all of the kings of Israel that preceded him. Achov was a big Pasha. Biyamov, and in his days, Bono Chiel Beit Ha'eli at Yericho. A fellow Yechiel from Beit El built or rebuilt the city of Yericho. Ba'aviram b'charo l'sadah, when he made the foundations of the city, his oldest son Aviram died, u'b'sukuv tz'iro hitziv d'latea. And when he put up finally the doors to the city of Yericho, his youngest son died. All of his children died during the process of that construction. Awesome. And the pasuk says, "Kivar Hashem Hashem Dibre Biyad Yehoshua Ben Nun." That was a fulfillment of the words of God that he said through Yehoshua Ben Nun, that nobody should ever rebuild the city of Yericho, And if they rebuild the city of Jericho, with his eldest he will lay the foundations, and with his youngest he'll put on its doors. Of course, we're not going to go into studying the psychology of Chiel Beit El. Doesn't he see how the prophecy, the curse of Yeshua, is fulfilled? You know, human beings are very fascinating. What do they call it? They call it in psychology, they call it cognitive dissonance. If I don't want to pay attention to something, I just don't pay attention to it. And this one happened to be sick, and this one happened to have this and that. But no curse. Now he gives us a story of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi enters Tanakh here, chapter 17, in the in Melachim Aleph. Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi mitoshavei Gilad. Eliyahu HaTishbi, one of the residents of Gilad, said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I swear by God, the God of Israel, Asher amadati lefonav, before whom I stood in Yer Hashonim Ha'ele Tal Umotar Ki in Lefi Dvari. He places a curse on the land of Israel of the 10 tribes. There shall be no rain and no dew. He brings down an awesome, fierce, fearful, terrifying curse. And it seems that all of this took place when Eliyahu and Achav met at the Shiva house of Chiel Beit Ha'eli. He is sitting Shiva for his youngest son, and a conversation begins between Achav and Eliyahu. And Achav said, take a look. We're worshipping idols. Where are all of God's curses? Hey, take a look. And that's not, Eliyahu may very well even have, may have been most probably one of the strangest Shiva visits of all. There's something Eliyahu has more to say than Yechiel. You got what you deserved, Yechiel. You built Yericho, that's what was supposed to happen. When he hears from Achav, then take a look. What are you telling me? He was punished because of the curse. We're worshipping idols. So at that moment, Eliyahu places a curse on the land of the 10 tribes of Israel. No rain, no dew. Finished. That's it. Then that's, as we will see, Eliyahu is a kanoi. He is a zealot for the honor and dignity of God. A kanoi. But there's something more we have to know about Eliyahu. In Parashat Achdeimot, by the way, Hashem Elohim, the Lord God spoke to Moshe, saying, Dabel, the Negev, still speak to the children of Israel, Yomar Taleim, and you should say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God your God. Kemasei Eretz Mitzrayim, I see Shaftim Bo Lo Tarsu, you shall not do like that which was done in the land of Egypt. Kemasei Eretz Kenan, Shemani Meviyet Hem Shama, and like what was done in the land of Canaan, to which I bring you there, Lo Tarsu, you shall not do, Ubechukoteyem, Lo Teilechu, and you shall not go in their statutes and in their laws. You're not permitted to do anything that is borrowed from Avodah Zorah, from idolatry. Et mishpatai tasu ve'et chukosai tishmeru, you should do my statutes, you should keep my laws, lo lecha behem, to go with them, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Chok and mishpat, the two pillars of Jewish law, that's what you have to do. U'shmartim et chukotai ve'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam ha'adam, for Chai Bahem, Ani Hashem. do my mitzvahs, my chukim and mishpatim, and you shall live through them. The words v'chai b'hem are used in the Gemara in order to tell us an extremely important halacha. The mitzvahs of Torah were given so that one should live through them and not die through them. From here we learn that pikuach nefesh is dovah kol haTorah. Yom Echal Shabbos, when it's a case of pikuach nefesh, you do a lot of avedas where it's a matter of saving a life, because v'chai b'hem. The Ramban goes further. Number three is the Ramban. And in the Ramban, he's described that there are people who do mitzvahs in order to receive the reward. They will be rewarded in this world. There are those who do mitzvahs because they want reward in the world to come. They will have this life and the life to come. But then there's a third category of Jew. There's a third rare, very rare category. And that's on the line on the left hand side. V'ha'ozim kol inyanei ha'olam hazeh ve'inam mashgichim alav. Those who set aside and simply abandon anything that is involved in this world, they're not concerned, they're not interested in worldly pleasures. They conduct themselves as though they're not people with bodies. All their thoughts and all their deeds, everything is only about God. That's what Eliyahu was. Eliyahu Hanavi had removed himself from all intents and purposes from this world. He was entirely bound up with God. And he clung to that great name, the name of God. The real exception to all rules. Those people, the few that there are like that, and we really know too, Eliyahu, Yichyu La'ad, Begufam Ubenafsham. They live forever, physically and in their souls. Eliyahu takes on, throughout history, he takes on all sorts of personalities. The Gemara is full of Eliyahu and Avi appearing at the flesh and blood, at some classic moment in time, in order to bring Hatzol to Klal Yisrael. I saw something yesterday and seen it. There are two people about whom we say after their name, Zohur Latov. Eliyahu Hanavi, Zohur Latov. V'gam Charvona, Zohur Latov. Charvona is the one who comes in at the crucial moment to Achashverosh and he says, Haman has erected a gallows 50 cubits high on which to hang Mordechai. What a classic moment. What a classic moment. Charvona, you know why he's called Zohar Latov? Because Charvona was Eliyahu. Isn't that nice? This Charvona, you understand, comes to make a korban at the right moment. I never saw that before. They're taka, the only ones that are called Zohar Latov. Sometimes you can make a mistake. There are some places where there's in shul, there's a kisei shel Eliyahu, a tier of Eliyahu, and it says Zal after it, Zion, Lamed. Not Zichrono Levracha, Zohar Latov. He's remembered for good. All right? So the Chayadua and the Ramban goes on to say, Kanireh kakatub be'elio, v'chayadua imen v'kabola, in Kabola we know, Elio lives. Elio lives. Elio never died. Only one. U'kamol shebo b'midroshim b'chanoch. About Chanoch, one of the 10 generations from Adam till Noah, it says, Einenu, he is not, ki locha, kachot oil kid, because God had taken him. Chanoch also was a great tzaddik of that city.
And Sarah
Bat
Asher.
What? Sarah Bat Asher lived long. Achia Hashiloni lived long, but they did not ascend heavenward with their bodies. The only one was Elio. Only was Elio. There's a big difference between those who spend many generations, like Serach Bat Asher, and as I say, Achia Shiloni, but not the, no. Elio, we're going to see how pervasive Elio is in our minds and our consciousness. We bump into Elio wherever we go. We bump into Elio. Reserve judgment. Wait until I've painted the picture. Number four. Number four is from Sefer Malachim. Eliyahu is upset. Eliyahu flees. Eliyahu is running before Izebel. Izebel, the wife of Ahab, she wants to kill him. And he flees. And he comes to Beersheba. And at Beersheba he eats and he lies down. And then an angel comes and tells him, "Kum echol eat ki rav mucha haderech." Pesukah vayokom vayochal vayishbet vayelech bekorach achila hei arboim yom barboim leila avhad belokin chorev. Eliyahu wanders, walks, travels for 40 days and 40 nights from that one meal that he had, until he arrives at the mountain of God at Sinai, Choreg Sinai. By Yavu Shonot Ma'ara, and he came there to the cave. What's the cave? You know what the cave is? The cave is the cave that God put Moshe into, and he told him, "You want to see me? You will see my back, but you will not see my front." Vayavar Hashem al Ponovim. God goes before Moshe. And what did God show him? Keshe tefillin hera li'onov. Amzviros. He showed the keshe tefillin to the humble one, Moshe. That same cave where Moshe was zocher to catch a glimpse of God. That's where Eliyahu now is. By Olam Shom, and he stayed overnight there. V'hinei dvar Hashem ilav, and behold, the word of God comes to him. By Yom Olam, and he said to him, God says to Eliyahu, let's hear this. Listen to this conversation. Marachot po Eliyahu. Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Listen to the response of Eliyahu. By Yom, and he says, I have been exceedingly zealous for Hashem, the God of hosts. The children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. They have shattered your altars. They have killed your prophets by the sword. Voivater anil vadi I alone remain. Vayivachuet nafshi lakachta, and they seek my life to kill me. I don't think there is another passage in all of Tanakh where a Navi speaks out with such vehemence against the Jewish people. עזבו את ביתך, הרסו את מזבחותיך, הורגו את נביאך. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you know what? You know what we're going to have? What picture we have of Eliyahu in Tanakh? The picture of Eliyahu in Tanakh is God's angry man. He's done great things with his anger. He brings all of Israel to Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, that whole awesome day until all of Israel cries out, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, God is God, God is God. And he kills the prophets of Baal. But here he speaks about the Jewish people. Kano Kineti. Vayomer. God said to him, say, Vamanto Bahar Lefnei Hashem, go out and stand on the mountain before God. Vinei. You know what happens? You know what he sees? Hinei Hashem, over God is passing. Ruach Gedolah V'chazak Mefarek Harim V'Shaveh Slayim Lefnei Hashem. Before God arrives, there is a storm, a powerful storm wind smashing mountains and breaking rocks before God. Lo baruach Hashem. God is not there in that thunderous storm. That's not where God is. And then, v'achar ruach, after the ruach, rash, terrible, terrible noise. Lo baruach Hashem. God is not in all of that noise. V'achar rash eish. And after the big terrible noise comes fire. Lo ba'ish Hashem. That's not where God is. Ba'achar ba'ish. And after the fire. Kol demoma dakor. A still, thin sound. Oh! Vayhi kishmor Eliyahu. When Eliyahu heard that, when he heard the silence, Vayolet ponav ba'adarto, Vayetze vayamo petach ha'ma'ara, Vihinei lov kol, Vayomo lechol ma'apu Eliyahu. He goes out and he covers his face with his cloak, and he stands in front of the cave, and you know what happens? Again, the voice asks him the same question. What are you doing here, Eliyahu? And you know what his answer is? Precisely the same answer he gave before. Kano kineti l'Hashem Elokei tzvaot. And I have been exceedingly zealous for God. Ki ozu b'ritcha b'nei Yisrael. Your children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. Et mizbechotecho horosu. They have shattered your altars. Et nivi'echo horgu b'chorav. Your prophets, they killed by the sword. Vo'yivater ani levadi, I alone remain. Vo'yivachu et nafshi l'kachta. And they want to kill me too. The Medrash elaborates on this, and the Medrash says the following. God says to him, he says they've broken your covenant, they've shattered your covenant. God says to him, I like to use Yiddish, but you know what it means to zilchmachen tamavata? You know what that means?
Yeah.
To make, the best translation is, to make yourself not knowing big, all right? And the religion says to him, what? My covenant? They shattered, make your covenant, but not my covenant. They've shattered your altars. Again, my altars? Not my altars, make your altars. They've killed your prophets. So God says, wait a minute, but you're alive. This is the beginning of the end of Eliyahu's sojourn on earth. Eliyahu is the raging, angry man of God, the zealot of all zealots. There are two opinions in Midrashim Are Pinchas and Eliyahu the same? Or are they two separate and distinct people? Of course, if Eliyahu is Pinchas, then we know already. He's already the Kanoi from the end of Parshat Balak and the beginning of Parshat Pinchas. If he is Eliyahu, then he is then he's another. So there are two Kanoim by one. So God, according to the Medrash and the Psukim, can't handle Eliyahu's Kanois. God doesn't want somebody who's going to find fault with his people. My covenant, by the way, the Medrash of course says that for that reason Eliyahu is banished, blessed, condemned, zocher, to be present at every bris. There is a kisei shel Eliyahu, a child, and you know what he has to do. This fellow Eliyahu comes up every night and he gives a list. I imagine the Rosh Hashanah says, "No, Eliyahu, have they broken my covenant?" Yeah, you're right. Gives him a list of all the Bruce in his van. You've done a lot of traveling today, Leo. You've been all over the world. Understand? Oh, who knows? They may have been someplace during the days of the Iron Curtain, someplace hidden in Russia where a bris takes place. It could have been in a concentration camp where Jews risk their lives for a bris milah. And he keeps reporting back every day, every day. Number five is a big medrash. I only put it here so that I should have it, and only to be able to tell you that what's fascinating over here is the medrash simply has one idea, and the idea is expressed in the medrash that Moshe and Eliyahu were similar. There are over 20 similarities between Moshe and Eliyahu. Some of them we just learned in the Pesukim. Moshe lived for 40 days and 40 nights without having eaten. Eliyahu just now lived 40 days and 40 nights without eating. God put Moshe into the cleft of the rock, and now Eliyahu is in the cleft of the rock. Similarity after similarity. Moshe is called Goel HaRishon, the first Redeemer. Eliyahu is going to be the one who will bring the second Redeemer. The two of them are same. The two of them are the same. But it's awesome. It's awesome. Someday Linnea will find an opportunity to learn this whole marriage. Their lives are just like, just about everything in their lives is similar. Yeah, Moshe is the one who shattered and destroyed the Egel. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel is the one who shatters the Baal up there. Moshe kills those who worship the Egel. Eliyahu kills the 400 prophets of Baal. Goes on and on. But, just let me in on something. There's a certain difference between the two. The Medrash doesn't mention it. I'm saying it. Moshe plays no role whatsoever on the night of Pesach and the Haggadah. You know who does play a role? And how he does? Eliyahu HaNavi. We have a cup for Eliyahu HaNavi. We open up the door, by the way, it's a halacha. I'm going to read right away. We're going to read the Aruch HaShulchan. You open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and you know what you're supposed to say? Baruch haba! Everybody waits for the moment of Eliyahu. How many millions of Jewish children did their fathers tell them? You see, there's less wine in the glass than Eliyahu. But haba, if he's going to drink in every house, he'll be drunk by now. Eliyahu is Baruch haba. And what is it? Let's go to the next page. This last page, you may not be able to see it, but on this last page, at the top of the page, where it's stapled, I write Eliyahu 2. Eliyahu 1, we've described until now, is the Eliyahu of Tanakh. The Eliyahu of Tanakh is the Kanoi, the zealot, the angry man. And all of a sudden, look what happens to Eliyahu. Number 6, he's the last person mentioned in all of Tanakh. Nevuah ends at the end of Sefer Malachi. And this is what we read on Shabbos HaGadol. Zichru Toras Moshe, you know, it's fascinating. The two of them are transposed, one facing the other. Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, says, Zichru, remember, Toras Moshe, Avdi, the Torah of Moshe, my servant, Asher Tziviti Yotu B'Chodev, aha, that I commanded him in Chodev. That's where Eliyahu came to as well. Al Kol Yisrael, Chukim U'Mishpatim. The same Chukim U'Mishpatim that we're talking about in Parshat Achneimu. Hinei Anoti Shalveach Lachem. Et Eliyahu HaNavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol HaNara. Behold, I send to you Eliyahu before the great and awesome day. Eliyahu is the one who is going to announce the coming of Mashiach. He's going to bring people together, families together, generations together. Lest I come and strike the land with destruction. Since we don't want to end Tanakh, Nevuah, and the Haftorah with something like that, we repeat the pasuk, "Hinei Anochi Shalach Lachem et Eliyahu Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol HaNora." Now we're going to describe this new Eliyahu Hanavi. There's a new Eliyahu Hanavi who appears on the scene, not the same as before, and he serves tremendous functions. That first word over there, number 7, in the brachas that we say after the Haftorah, Samchein Hashem Elokeinu be'Eliyahu Navi Avdecha, God grant us joy through Eliyahu the prophet, u'v'malchut ben David mishlichecha, and the kingdom of the house of David, v'meheino yavar, let Eliyahu come speedily, v'yagen libenu, and make our hearts glad. Benchim, harachamam, benching every day, Arachamon, who Yishlachlonu, he shall send to us, may the compassion upon send us, Eliyahu the prophet, may he be remembered for good, Zachur Latov. The angry man, the one who condemns the Jewish people, is one who's going to bring us besorot tovot yishuot v'nechamot, good tidings of salvation and consolation. Number nine is the halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, la halacha, v'yachar sheshosu arkos hashlishi yech, you drink the third kos, noach in loma, the minister should say, shvo chamoscha, v'liftorach hadelet, and to open the door, they describe Shulel Shimurim, that you should remember that the night of Pesach, the night of watching and guarding, and the sort of this faith that we believe in Pesach and all that it stands for, and Eliyahu, Yavol Mashiach will come, Yishpoch Hamatola Babli, and he will pour out his wrath upon the Babylonians, Shechorvu Beit HaMikdash, and it really means on all nations. All of them. And because before the coming of Mashiach, Eliyahu is going to come, can exceed. You put another cup in the middle of the table, the Koranotom, we call it Koso Shel Eliyahu. And then he says, there are also those who stand up from their recline and they say, Baruch Haba, come in, we're waiting for you. All this comes to strengthen our faith. Kikach anu mikupalim, because this is what we have received from our rabbis. Shebenisan nigalu ubenisan v'samachidin nigael. In Nisan, Jews were redeemed, and in Nisan, they are going to be redeemed again. By the way, Nisan does not mean only the 30 days of the month of Nisan. Nisan also means the season of Nisan. The season of Nisan includes the month of Iyar as well. If it includes the month of Iyar, well, it's not too far. One need not be terribly unreligious to say that Hey Iyar, the 5th of Iyar, the establishment of the state, and the 28th of Iyar, on which Yerushalayim again became ours, and all of the victories of the Six-Day War, all fall into the category of B'nisan Atidin Liga'el. We will be redeemed during the time of Nisan. Listening to the radio now, you know, most of the stuff you hear on the radio is very moving these days. Very, very moving. There's a lot of moving stuff. You know, I come here in the morning after there's an article in the Jerusalem Post. I know you wait for Tuesday morning to find out what's in the Jerusalem Post. I don't want to let you go home without knowing it. There's a great article by Penina Weiss. Penina Weiss is the daughter of Rabbi Stuart Weiss of Ra'anana, whose brother Ari was killed in Mokemet Chomat Magen. I remember I was at that Levaya in Ra'anana. My heart was breaking. So she describes what it's like to be a sister who has lost a brother. Extremely, extremely moving piece. There are a few other moving pieces, but that's the most important one to me. And then, lately, as usual, I think I'm going to have to tell them about the editorial. It's good, very good again. Very good. Okay. Anyway. So number 10 is, what do we say to Eliyahu? You know what we say to Eliyahu? We pour out our hearts and call upon him. Pour out your wrath against the nations who did not know you, who do not know you. And kingdoms who do not call your name. Because they have consumed Yaakov and they have destroyed his dwelling place. Pour out your anger and let your wrath reach them. Pursue them with anger and destroy them from beneath the heavens of God. Number 12. Meitzoi Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos is the night of Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi. Who didn't grow up singing Eliyahu Hanavi? Eliyahu HaTishbi? Eliyahu HaGiladi? God's angry man is the one we sing about on Meitzoi Shabbos. By the way, why Meitzoi Shabbos? A number of reasons. One of the reasons that's given is Mashiach cannot come on Friday or Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, women, and today it's of course women and men, are too busy preparing for Shabbos. Everything is equal today. Everything is equal. She makes the chicken, you make the chon. She makes the gefilte fish. You make the salad. Men and women are busy. Arab. I do the sponger. Do I do the sponger now? I do the sponger. The best that I do is I stay out of the kitchen and out of your way. He can't come on, he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. So when's the first moment he can come again? On Tzom Shabbos. So on Tzom Shabbos we sing, Elio, Elio, we're waiting for him all over again. Elio, I'll read quickly through part of this, it's very beautiful. Elio Anovi, Elio Atishbi, Elio Agilodi, the Mehido Yavo Elenu, let him hurriedly come to us in, but he has to bring along, he has to bring Mashiach ben David. Ish Asher Kai L'Shem HaKel, the one who was zealous for the name of God. Ish Busar Shalom Ayudei Mikutiel, he is the one who brings the message of peace from God. Ish Gosh, so the one who went up to the altar and he brought forgiveness to the Jewish people. Ish Dorot Shneim Asar Ro Einav, a man who saw 12 generations, I'm not precisely sure what it means. Ish Hanigro Bal Seor, he had long hair. The Simanav, that was one of the ways to know he had long hair. Ish Ve'ezor Or Ozur B'matnav, the Navi describes him as having a belt of leather around him. Ish Zaf Alovdei Chamanim, the man who was full of anger against those who served his son. Ish Chosh V'nishba, the one who hurried and swore, Me'yod Gishmei Ma'onim, that there shall not be rain. Ish Tal Umotar Otsar Shalom Shalom, the man who withheld rain and dew for 3 years. And by the way, it's fascinating how in Tanakh the Rebbeinu shows him, he sends him to the house of a woman who's poor, who has very little to eat, and she and her children are starving from hunger. The Rebbeinu wants him to know that, look at Leo, this is your fault. Ish Yotzol Umtzol Nafsho Nachat Ish Kilkeluhu Horvim. He was. The ravens brought food to him. All right. A few lines further. Ish Atidlish Talech Mishmer Avot, the one who is going to be sent eventually. Ish Pakida called the Sarot Tovot, the one who is in charge of all good news. Good news comes from Eliyahu. Ish Sir Neman Hashiv Leif of Bunyavos, he is the man who is trusted to bring hearts of fathers and sons together. Ish Koro, the one who called out, Kano Kineiti Lashem. The same Eliyahu, who was the angry man whom God said, I can't handle all of this. Well, this Eliyahu, through history, becomes a completely different one. He's the beloved, he's the compassionate, he's the one who's there at every moment of crisis. Who knows how many things have been done by Leo? The Dolei Yisrael saw Leo, had Gilui Leo, they heard Leo. Don't believe him. Leo permeates Jewish experience. Not the same Leo of Tanakh, not the angry man. The one who brings good news, the one who's concerned, the one who's there to help, the one who's compassionate, the one who suffers with his people. It's a completely different Eliyahu. Let's go on. If Tish be our Shmon, if Lord Tatsichen, while you're over Torah, Tashmienu mi Pimpis or a Tovah in the Hira, please let us hear good news from his mouth speedily. Totsi Einu, take us out. May Hafema La'ura, from darkness to light. Ashrei Mishadro, Pona B'chalom. Fortunate is the one who saw his face in a dream. Ashrei Mishadro, Tan Lo Shalom, Ha'chazir Lo Shalom. There were Tanoim and Oilayim that were getting a good morning from Eliyahu. Fortunate is the one to whom he says, hello. Hashem Yivarech Etamo B'chalom. God will bless his people. Kakosov, Hinei Anoki Sholei Alechem. There it is, that next to last pasuk in Tanakh. Hinei Anoki Sholei Alechem, Eliyahu Anovi, לפני כבר יום השם הכל דבר נורא, והקשיב לי לרוס הפנים, ולי פנים על אותם. In number 11, we have the Harachamon that is said in Benjamin after a Brit Milah. Harachamon, Yishlach Lanu Kohen Tzedek, may the compassionate one send us the righteous priest Hashem Rekach Leilom, who was taken into hiding, and who can kiso Hashem Shmuel Lahalom, until a throne, bright as a sun, radiant as a diamond, is prepared for him. Vayomet Ponov Badarto, we learned the pasuk that as God is passing by him, the prophet who covered his face with his mantle and wrapped himself in it when God declared, "Briti Haitanito Achayim Bashon," my covenant is with him of life and peace. Who else was given a covenant of peace? Pinchas. Hinini no tenglo et briti shalom. Number 13. Different Siddurim have all sorts of different things. There's the standard. I have one where there are three additional standards. And the three additional stanzas begin with the letters Aleph, Mem, Tav, which is truth. And the Bar Eliyahu, the woman whose child he brought back to life, she says to him, "Now I know, ki dvar Hashem b'ficha, that the word of God in your mouth is emet, is truth. Kehu podemi kol tsar, the God who redeems us from all the oppressors. Kira anucha, we call you min hametzar, from the straits in which we are in. Yodachalo sitza, your hand is not short, you can do whatever you want. Lo yom v'lo lalo God, always coming to our aid and assistance. Who do we want? We want Michael, Sari Yisrael, the Prince of Israel, and Yahu, the Gavriel. And Gavriel. Yavou, let them come im hagoel, with the Redeemer. Kumu, Romu, Bachatzi, Alayla, arise and sing in the midst of the night. Tnolonu, Shavua Tov, Ranon, Kigan, Tov, Dam Hashem, Yitina Tov, Kalayon, Kalayon. We have two pictures. We have Eliyahu 1 and we have Eliyahu 2. Eliyahu of Tanakh is an angry man, a zealot. Eliyahu 2, the Eliyahu that we know throughout all the generations, is the merciful, the compassionate, the concerned, the one who stands ready at every moment to help Klal Yisrael, and he has. And he has, as Charvona of old, Zaholatov. What happened to Eliyahu between Tanakh and history? What happened? What created the change? What made it different? So I'm going to answer with a question. A question that was asked by Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Mipardichev. The Halev Reb Levi Yitzhak Mipardichev, 18th century. Who doesn't know Reb Levi Yitzhak Mipardichev? He asks the following question. Gemara, very often it says, when a question is left unanswered, the Gemara says, Teku. Teku. Teku means, well, we don't have an answer. But we have been taught since childhood that the word teku stands for tishdi, yitareitz, pushyot, v'abayot. The tishdi, Eliyahu, is going to come one day and he is going to give the answers. There are even a number of places in the Gemara where the Gemara says about something we don't know who it belongs to. Yehi munach. Leave it, atshe yavo Eliyahu, until Eliyahu comes. So Rav Levi Yitzhak Mipardichev asked an awesome question. When this great period of Jewish history is going to come, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be alive. Why do we go ask Eliyahu? Then Moshe Rabbeinu answer, what are we asking him for? Yehinuna chachiyofa Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Socha Shlomo Tachtal in the Ema Bonus Mecha says, Oy, how happy Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Ibadidzhi would have been if he would have known that precisely the same question was asked 200 years earlier by Rabbi Moshe Mitrani. Rabbi Moshe Mitrani was a member of the Beit Din in Tzfat of Rabbi Yosef Karam, and he wrote a sefer, awesome sefer, called Beit Elokim, on Jewish thought. It's the same question, and they both give the same answer. And the answer becomes very, very important. And of course, we'll see how became Rabban and Smeper of Yisocha, Shlomo Tarchtal Hashem in Kom Damo, nearly toward the end of the war, the Germans gunned him down and killed him in Budapest. He says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was dead all of these years, while Eliyahu was alive. You have to ask a shayla to somebody who's alive and is involved, and he knows all that has transpired. He's with it, he's in things, he understands the needs, the hopes, the aspirations, the feelings of a people. Moshe Rabbeinu was not alive during all of these years. Eliyahu was. Two people are Rishon, the Mabit, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Ibadidzhi. The Baal Eim Abam Simecha was a Talmud and a Chassid of the Munkatcher Rebbe, the Minchas Eluza. The Minchas Eluza was anti-Zionist in every fiber of his being. And you saw the Shlomo Tarchtal's writing in 1943, Budapest. And he says, would my great Rebbe be alive today? All of his shittas would no longer be relevant. Different world we're living in. This is not the world that he knew. We have to get out of here if we can only make our way out alive. Everything changed. All the hashkafas of yesteryear are no longer relevant. When we're talking about hashkafas in the real living world, the Rebbe, the Munkatcher Rebbe, is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came out Paskin. You know who Paskin? Eliyahu HaNavi. Because he knows exactly what's happening. The night of the Seder, who is a personality that emerges in the Haggadah? Eliyahu HaNavi, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who explains to us what the night of the Seder is all about. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who tells us, and I've been saying it for years now, that the night of the Seder is not merely about what happened yesteryear. It's not once upon a time. It's not some kind of a divine fairy tale. The mitzvah of Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be brought down to the year 5,772. B'chol dor v'dor, umdim aleinu l'chalotenu, v'akodish baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. Who is the one that can bring it into the present moment in history? Eliyahu HaNavi can bring it to the present moment, because he's here. But it's much more than that. There's a process that Eliyahu HaNavi has gone through, and I think that's exactly why the Rabbeinu Shlom, and by the way, the Chamban says it, we saw it before, and the others, Eliyahu is Chai V'Kayom. He's alive. Do you know what Eliyahu HaNavi has seen before his very eyes? The awesome drama of Jewish history. He has watched through the generations. He has seen Kiddush Shemayim. He saw Jews being burned at the stake. He saw Jews going into the guest chamber singing Amimamin. He saw Jews giving their lives despite all their suffering. They remained faithful. Oh, does he learn a lesson from history? And you know what happens to him? What happens to him, you know, is he becomes an Ohev Yisrael, a lover of every Jew, of such awesome proportions. He's been by every bris. And as I mentioned earlier, he must have been by all sorts of bris throughout history that were taking place on the cover of darkness someplace in a cave or in a bunker. He saw what he didn't see by any other people on the face of this earth. We define everything. And we're still alive. It's awesome. Not only we're still alive, we've become more powerful now than we ever were in history. But I say a few weeks ago, 65 years ago, we were begging the Allies to bomb the rail lines to Auschwitz. Now the whole world is trembling. What is the Israeli Air Force going to do in Iran? Do you know what an awesome change has taken place? Anybody who can't thank the Rebbein Shalom, the Hallel Shabbat for Hidoyah, for the awesome beauty and strength of the Jewish people today, is unaware of history. Elyon knows history. I'm going to see these. I know my boys in Hanover. They didn't walk around with their noses in the ground. You understand, on Thursday, waiting until the day is over. Anybody wants to can come out and see my car on the side over there. About 5 minutes after Shabbos was over, it seems that my first flag went down. And my car was dirty, and in the dirt it says, Shavarnu lachem et hadegel. We broke your flag. It's all right. We've always, my wife and I, every morning, by the dawn's early light, once so proudly we hail. When we get up in the morning and we see the flag there on the car, the flag survived another day. You know, the stars and stripes survived longer than the flag of Israel on my car. But there's another one there, and there are more ready in the car if that goes on. Eliyahu Hanavi has seen something that every one of us has to see. We're an awesome people. We're an awesome people. God has blessed us. God has given us Eretz Yisrael. He's given us an army that's powerful. Nobody has the right to tell God how to do it and when to do it and who should do it. He makes those decisions in history. The Pesach in history is God and nobody else. And this is what he did, and this is what he gave us. So we have to have Hakaras HaTov. So about 23,000 who gave their lives for this country. And what about, how many times have I told you I learned here in 1955 and in 1956? A poor, weak, poverty-stricken, penurious, Olam HaTorah. There's no Olam HaTorah. Look what you have over here today in this state. That we shouldn't have Hakaras HaTov. We shouldn't recognize God's greatness and God's goodness. What are you talking about? One of the nicest, ugliest things I've ever said, or ugliest, nicest, I don't know whichever you want to say. In Hallel, we keep moving from pain to joy. In Hallel, with a bracha, or without a bracha, you keep moving from one to the other. There are moments of pain, בן המיצר, קורוסי, קורנוני, ירבני שלא יורקורת לי. And then even we come to the great statement, Zahayom, this is the day, also Hashem, that God has wrought, Nogilo and Ismachobo, let us be full of joy and happiness on this day. Immediately afterwards, we say, Oh no, Hashem, Ha'ishi, oh no, please God save us. We move, the mood swings so dramatically. You know why? Because that's the Jewish condition. At the very same moment that we have so much to thank God for, there is a threat. There's an awesome, terrifying threat. I met a bunch of young men in Aranof last Friday. You know, we get into these discussions. Not me, I never start anything. They always start up with me. So, I asked these fine young men, like, did you once pray yet that the nation should destroy Ahmadinejad? Once! Did you think about it once? Stop it! Five of them stood there shamefaced and said, No. I told him, you better start doing that every day. And I'll tell you something else. When I say Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaShachar, wait a minute. Zokeif Kifufim, it's not only me. Klal Yisrael standing up strong. Pokeach Ivrim, to open up eyes that are blind. Ozer Yisrael b'gvurot, give Israel strength. Who's it talking about? Who does God mean? What's he talking about? People who say these brothers their whole lifetime and they're suffering under what they're talking about. Oter Yisrael b'tifadah, to cloak Israel with glory. That's us today. Yes, b'tias Yisrael, tzfahadah Ali Yisrael. And what do you have in mind when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Hagomel Chasadim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael? It's you, the God who gives great gifts and beautiful blessings to His people Israel. That's what we have to do. We should thank the Rebbeinu every day that we find ourselves in the historic times in which we live. Eliyahu HaNavi saw it. Eliyahu HaNavi watched it for over 2,000 years. He's been following everything because he's alive. He has developed a love, a passionate kamoos on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's why Eliyahu 2 is different than Eliyahu 1. Anybody who knows Jewish history, and I keep saying that we have to teach our children the history of the last 70 years. The last 70 years are the most awesome period in the history of any people on the face of this earth. No other people ever had anything of the sort. Our children have to know it, and they have to learn something from it. And I think the job is ours. I'm not so sure that the schools that they attend are going to give them that lesson. We saw it all. We saw it all. I'm very happy to be in our age group. We saw it all. We understood it all. Some more, some less. Awesome period of history. So then the ugly, beautiful thing I once said, and with that I'm going to close. If you can't say in the fullness of your neshama, Zehayom, this is the day that God made, Nogila v'nishtachobo, you know what? Don't bother saying, Oh no, Hashem, oh she, oh no. God, please help us. He doesn't want to hear from you. You know who God wants to hear from? Somebody can say, Zehayom, Os Hashem, Nogila v'nishtachobo, what you did for us. What we are the beneficiaries of. If you can say that, then the convention is going to listen when you say, Oh no, Hashem, oh Yishi, oh no. Oh no, Hashem, Hatsli, oh no. I think we have to learn from Eliyahu too. the transformation of Eliyahu HaNavi is the result of looking clearly at Jewish history, most awesome history of any people on the face of this earth. Chag Sameach. And listen, tomorrow is Yom HaZikaron. It's a very, very important day. And you know what I don't like? I'm going to end one more thing. When they tell their students, if you're outside, you should be feel for other people, so you should stand. What do you feel for other people? Feel for yourself. You don't have to suppose the 23,000 people will die. No, you have to be out in the street. You got to be nice. Some people are yourself. What are you talking about? Be part of Jewish history. Live it. Feel it. Talk to them.